Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjib, bringing you the latest headlines from around the globe, covering insights from NDTV News, The New York Times, U.S. Top News and Analysis, and many other trusted sources. On this day in history, March 20, 2003, saw the start of Operation Iraqi Freedom, a military campaign that reshaped global geopolitics. Today, we dive into stories highlighting shifts in media, international relations, and the relentless march of artificial intelligence. Let's jump right into our first big story, which speaks volumes about the changing media landscape. Arohi, CBS News is making a significant change to its long-standing radio news service. What can you tell us?
That's right. After nearly a century, CBS News is shuttering its storied radio news service. This move is part of a broader round of layoffs at CBS News and signals the end of an era. The radio service, which began operations in September 1927, was a precursor to the entire CBS network. Today, its top-of-the-hour news roundups are delivered to about 700 stations across the U.S., making this a considerable shift in news delivery.
A true end of an era there. And speaking of media, we're also seeing some crucial developments regarding press freedom in the U.S. A federal judge has issued a ruling against the Pentagon's restrictions on news outlets. Can you elaborate on this?
Absolutely. A federal judge has sided with the New York Times, tossing out parts of the Pentagon's restrictions on news organizations, declaring them a First Amendment violation. The policy required media to pledge not to gather information unless defense officials formally authorized its release. This decision, striking down the policy imposed by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth as unconstitutional, vindicates independent journalism.
A major win for press freedom and independent journalism. Now, let's turn our attention to international affairs, where tensions remain high. The situation surrounding Iran continues to be a focal point, drawing sharp criticism from some U.S. lawmakers. Arohi, what are we hearing from Capitol Hill?
Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Liberal Democrat, has sharply criticized President Donald Trump regarding the ongoing conflict. She's demanding answers on the costs and economic impact of what she calls an illegal and reckless war, asserting the president dragged the U.S. into this conflict without proper authorization.
Strong words from Senator Warren. And how has the president responded to such criticisms, particularly concerning the secrecy around military actions?
During a meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister, President Trump invoked Pearl Harbor to defend the secrecy surrounding the Iran attack. He drew a comparison, suggesting some actions, like the response to Pearl Harbor, require discretion. He also praised Japan for stepping up to assist in securing the Strait of Hormuz, notably contrasting their involvement with NATO, implying a lack of alliance support.
The Strait of Hormuz is indeed a critical choke point, not just militarily, but economically. How is the current conflict in the region potentially impacting global commerce and, specifically, global food supplies?
The repercussions are quite significant. About a third of all global fertilizer shipments pass through the Strait of Hormuz. With shipping nearly halted through the strait due to conflict, a serious threat looms for the global food supply chain. This disruption could impact agriculture and food prices worldwide, underscoring the conflict's far-reaching economic consequences.
That's a stark reminder of how interconnected our world is. From global conflicts, we pivot to another force rapidly reshaping our future, artificial intelligence. It seems to be everywhere, from policy debates to industry innovations. Arohi, let's start with NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, who's been making headlines regarding how AI is changing the workforce.
Indeed, Jensen Huang pitches AI tokens on top of salary, suggesting a new compensation model as AI agents reshape human work. Despite immense enthusiasm, most enterprise AI projects since 2018 have failed, a sobering track record highlighting practical implementation challenges.
A fascinating proposal for compensation and a critical insight into the real-world success rates of AI. On the policy front, how is the U.S. administration approaching the regulation of this fast-evolving technology?
The Trump administration unveiled a national AI policy framework to limit state power in AI regulation. This move comes as AI industry leaders have voiced strong opposition to state-level regulatory efforts. They argue a patchwork of state laws would hobble innovation and give rivals like China a competitive edge.
It's a complex balancing act between fostering innovation and ensuring responsible development. Beyond policy, we're seeing AI integrated into various sectors, including education. Can you give us an update on that front?
Certainly. In India, CBSE has rolled out an AI-based assessment for 10,000 counselors across its affiliated schools. The first phase began in February 2026, leveraging AI for educational support. And OpenCode emerges as an open-source AI coding agent, pushing accessible AI tools.
AI is clearly becoming an indispensable tool. But are humans fully embracing it, and what are the implications of this widespread adoption within tech companies?
Tech workers are maximizing AI use, often competing on leaderboards to demonstrate reliance on AI tools. While enthusiastic, this also racks up significant bills for organizations, as AI models can be costly to run at scale. This token maxing highlights both AI's potential and its economic considerations.
So, enthusiasm, but also a cost. And when it comes to practical applications in consumer markets, OpenAI has been venturing into online shopping. How has that fared?
OpenAI's initial foray into online shopping with instant checkout stumbled. Major retailers like Etsy, Walmart, and Shopify jumped on board, but inaccurate item information and difficult merchant onboarding proved challenging. They're preparing for the next wave of agentic shopping.
And what about the advertising potential of AI, particularly with platforms like ChatGPT?
The ad industry is excited about AI search ads, viewing them as a massive new frontier for revenue and targeting. ChatGPT's ad pilot generated buzz. Some insiders are frustrated with OpenAI's slow rollout, eager for more widespread testing. OpenAI rival Anthropic pledged no ads, setting a distinct competitive landscape.
A fascinating divergence in strategy there. And finally, some breaking news regarding the AI supply chain.
Yes, Supermicro shares tanked 33% after employees were charged with smuggling NVIDIA chips to China. This comes as the U.S. cracks down on illegal shipments of top-tier NVIDIA AI chips to China, underscoring geopolitical sensitivities and strict export controls.
A dramatic development highlighting the intense competition and regulatory environment in the high-tech sector. Thank you for those comprehensive updates. And that brings us to the end of another quick news briefing. Before we go, here's a unique and surprising fun fact for you. Did you know the world's first webcam, invented at Cambridge University in 1991, wasn't for security but to monitor a coffee pot? Researchers just wanted to see if their coffee was ready. That's all the time we have for tonight. Thank you for joining us. For all the latest news and in-depth analysis, keep listening to Quick News Briefing. Good night.